gang, nigga, yup, this is BMG. Roll up, roll out, mobbing 30 deep. Big blocks come stock in my SRT. Big notes come stuff in my box screen. See me coming, niggas, better get your weight up. See me sliding with that pole, nigga, duck, duck. Goose in the cup, mean I'm finna turn up. Goose, baby girl, that mean toot that ass up. They ask me why I'm nasty, cause I get it from my pappy. There's pippin' in my blood, long live my granddaddy. Ping pong, bitch, not fucking tennis racket. Fresh dope on the coat like a starter jacket. Black to the day I die. Top flight, nigga, Craig catching red eyes. Top boss girl, yeah, got them red eyes. The cream rise to the top, you ain't never lied. You now rockin' with the best west side. On my chest, and the rounds in the drum, watching all these haters run. What's that all about? Left coast be the best, blowing loud out your chest. 200 on the dash, premium for the gas. What's that all about?
Connected or not, the West got it locked. Smoke break, BMG, be expected a lot. Now who are you? Peter Beast, the resurrection of pot. With dope on the beat, yeah, the shit finna knock. My nigga, consider this town big. And you don't know what that is, don't come around then. And you don't know who I be, I hold it down here. Homie, it's the infamous gang, you know the sound, yeah. I'm rolling up day, I'm rolling a tank. I don't think you know who you are or know who you ain't. Listen, I'm just backing them down, controlling the paint. Know that I'm going to hell, ain't no one a saint. Young prominent conglomerate, you know what time it is, every time the guns are lit. It's for my 91 octane comfort. My nigga, yeah, what you want, nothing.
You now rockin' with the best west side. On my chest, 100 rounds in the drum, watching all these haters run. What's that all about? Left coast be the best, blowing loud out your chest. 200 on the dash, premium for the gas. What's that all about?
Rappers be capping, they rapping, trying to stack a million. Wow. So they could retire and live how we been living.
I know.
See, I grew up on the beach, the place you wanna go. Angel stamped on the brick, bitch, that's real flow. I'm 2G, I could turn a pack in the moat. Water whip it with no stove, I just need a boat. Turn my double cup up, then I'm leaning like the Eiffel. Waterproof off in the cutty, clutching on the rifle. Get into my groove, now she trying to catch my title. Say I make a wet, something about me must excite her. Don't be dumb, you know my squad up. Long live my soldiers and fuck your honor on gang.
It's the family that my brothers, I do anything for. Everybody painted full, but it ain't no alpha. I put that day on God, they don't want smoke. Death before the sun, that's the only thing a nigga know.
Hello, hello, boy, I'm ballin' hot like Hero. With this block, and this shot, I'm the one they fear though. Drop the top when it's hot, Zaza in the window. She's a thot, but she hot, I told her, oh, get in though. Chasing the bag, out the bag, blowin' it like Nintendo. Choppers and mads, we do you bad, all of them come with extendo. Death before the sun, I'm a liar, I'm a solid nigga like Bobby Smurda. Got a lot of niggas catch a body for him, DVD nigga go retarded for him. G-status like G-stat, I'm a G2, but he see that. Checkmate, got the game over, Willy Water, nigga, where the heat at?
It's the family and my brothers, I do anything for them. Everybody paid in full, but that ain't no outpost. I put that day on God, they don't want smoke. Death before the sun, that's the only
check me out. Talking dope shit, this beyond definition. Rocking DVDs, trying to defy the rules of physics. Back then, me and my nigga used to share pants. Whatever to stay jiggy, but the move might square then. Always been a thinker, know I needed plan for them bands. Music to my ears, know I needed band for them bands. Back then, going through some shit you won't understand. Now I step off in this bitch like a black Peter Pan. That's fresh. Waters told you that we different though. Y'all let hold y'all crazy. We drive planes and boats, then made move across the water, pop a slacky flows. My niggas catch cases you use for your photos. Niggas might reload right before you unload. Niggas get the works on the road or a speedboat. Scared money don't make money, what you scared for? Only thing worse than death is the son of bro.
It's the family that my my brothers, I'll do anything for. Everybody paid in full, but it ain't no alpha. I put that day on God, they don't want smoke. Death before dishonor, that's the only thing a nigga know.
Quiet storms when I'm meditating. Caught the red eye with no hesitation. I need a break, I ain't got no patience. See the world, I'm in different spaces. Hold my head onto the sky, that's for inspiration. Stop my feet onto the ground, kick the devil down. Cause I know that he a lie, he can come around. Gotta fast from this world, they don't know my style. Didn't fuck with me then, we can fuck now. Always saying no cap, they be all fraud. See the murder race up like it's Die Hard. All they know is get the action, they gon' set it off. And I wanna smoke though, but I can't though. Till I get a bankroll full of pesos. So the therapy gon' be for late show. And my artwork paint like Picasso. Twilight.
Till he down on the lawn, they spent his twilight in Boca Raton. She told me how her mother with the stagehand curtains was drawn, and it's to her the spotlight ain't gone. And that's why she never had kids, a refusal to spawn. She couldn't let the lineage live on. She don't had a time or desire for all that. Only thing she growing and making is her racks. Baby reached the gold and extended it. Now them broke hoes be a nemesis. They mad cause she limitless. Came from the jets to the jet, but that rise we ain't witnessing. She act like to the top, she indigenous. Ain't no coming out of a shell, she too tough. Only give a nigga a call, she trying whole life shower of praise. Now she stuck in the waves, but if you look at her heart, shit corrupt. Told her school the youngest, you should die. But I was taken back by her reply. Fuck, I look like putting them on the plot to teach them hoes to take my spot. I'm not, I guess the road to riches getting narrow for a crab in the barrel. So the game gets sold, not told. She said, nigga, after I done grind out the mud and the cold, now I ain't tryna see my spotlight stroll. What the fuck is up?
Figure the street.
Yeah, well, it's all about smiles and cries.
Put the drink down, man. What the fuck is that?
Hey, hold on.
Smiles and cries. Smiles and cries. Smiles and cries. I hear you.
Yeah, you gotta control your smiles and cries.
Oh.
Because that's all you have.
Yeah.
And nobody can take that away.
Look.
What up, Mike? What it is, bruh?
What up?
You got the family going crazy, know we missing you.
We miss you.
I ain't gonna lie, that's unexpected, I can't stop this pain.
Nah.
I know it well, like when Fresh died, I felt my brother's pain.
Fresh.
And it's gonna be one day that I'ma have to see your face.
Yeah.
We're in a city full of angels, they ain't keep you safe.
Nah.
I feel some way, but I digress, I know it ain't my place.
Nope.
Hitting the stage won't feel the same, don't wanna see your grave.
Yeah.
My brother know you gave us life in a different way. We feel your rays, you are the sun shining every day. Even though there's rain, you made us cry today. But we smile too.
Back. I'm in a circle of your family speaking great to you. Back. Today I met your lady friend. I'm proud of you. Back. Believe it, she's gonna hold it down. She's unbelievable.
True.
I met your brother Curtis too. A stand-up dude at the park jumping like Metro Boomin. It was super cool, man. We love you,
look,
dude.
Yeah.
Hey, it's okay to cry and think about the smiles. I guess it's way too real. Gotta slow it down. We only got one life. Gotta get it right. So watch over my steps walking through the light. It's okay to cry and think about the smiles. I guess it's way too real. Gotta slow it down. We only got one life. Gotta get it right. So watch over my steps walking through the light.
Granny, I know you're gone, I pray you watching over.
Yeah.
Wish I can rewind time and live a few memories over.
I do.
Hold up,
do.
Never forget them days you told us.
Yeah.
You gotta work them longer days, your time will come, don't stray away. Until you made it, make your funeral, she felt some way.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful, the least to say. My FaceTime and you was gone and you smiled for me.
Yeah.
That touched my heart and it wore a crown for me. I love you. Family, friends, and the closest kin, we shed a tears. I needed that because I've been holding them in for years. My closest peers didn't say too much, but I was going through it. They really sleep and press indeed like it's foreign to me.
Yeah,
without you, there's no me. I'm so thankful for that. I'm gonna live out my dreams, I'm saying. I hope you're proud of me.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going, so just keep watching me.
Tune in.
Hey, it's okay to cry and think about the smiles. Like this is way too real, gotta slow it down. We only got one life, gotta get it right. So watch over my steps walking through the light. It's okay to cry and think about the smiles. Like this is way too real, gotta slow it down. We only got one life, gotta get it right. So watch over my steps walking through the light.
We slangin' O's at the spot. We get that shit a lot. Yo ho, she on my job. She loves her mix a lot. On the stove breaking pots. Yo bitch, she wanna watch. She do that shit a lot. She loves her mix a lot. Why would I chase a bitch when I get plenty guap? Every day I buck a knot. Ho, it's your boy, sir, mix a lot. And we drip a lot. Stay fucking at the op. You know it's fuck the cops. From your boy, sir, mix a lot. Now as I pull up on your bitch, she say she like to drip. Like her ass, I say you smoke, she say gas. Now we headed to a bag as I'm thumbing through a bag. She ain't never seen this shit, that's when I knew that hoe was trash. These niggas ain't gangsters, I tell them boy keep they day job. Then make them follow the drip, watch it lead to the blow, you can't hang mine. Little nigga, I'm good on our block. I tell them boy check my face card. And nah, them niggas ain't gangsters, most of these niggas just fake hard. We slangin' O's, that's a spot. We get that shit a lot. Yo ho, she on my job. She loves her mix a lot. On the stove, breaking pots. Yo bitch, she wanna watch. She do that shit a lot. She loves her mix a lot. Why would I chase a bitch when I get plenty guap? Every day I buck a knot. Ho, it's your boy, sir, mix a lot. And we drip a lot. Stay fucking at the opps. You know it's fuck the cops. From your boy, sir, mix a lot.
We posted on the block. We making sales out the spot. Ain't worried about no static, nigga. All these glocks hot. We shipping peas through the mill. We gon' track them till they drop. All these bells broke the scale. I'ma eyeball this sale. I see 12, I'ma bail. I ain't going back to jail. Dropping tapes, going in and out of states. Can't you tell? All this guala in my pocket. I walk around with that sack. I'm posted in the trap. My grandma know I sell packs.
We slangin' O's at the spot. We get that shit a lot. Yo ho, she on my job. She loves her mix a lot. On the stove, breaking pots. Yo bitch, she wanna watch. She do that shit a lot. She loves her mix a lot. Why would I chase a bitch when I get plenty guap? Every day I buck a knot. Ho, it's your boy, sir, mix a lot. And we drip a lot. Stay bucking at the opps. You know it's fuck the cops. From your boy, sir, mix a lot.
Oh, 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 oh. to pull the trigger. Pressure makes diamonds, pressure but spikes. Give me that feeling, you know it, I like. Know what's going down when I see you tonight. Already know you're gonna give me the pressure. Push up on.
Been to hell and back, but I never stop. I told Ty we got this music shit on lock. Do this for my mama and my pops. I get paid for these lyrics that I jot. Been to hell and back, but I never stop. I told Ty we got this music shit on lock. Do this for my mama and my pops. I get paid for these lyrics that I jot. I be in the gym going eight. And I'm focused on my family and the pay. In the studio cooking up a tape. I'm an artist, so this music's my escape. Hey, self-taught people are the best learners. About to go and get a jacket from the head turners. Hey, trying to give my family the best life. I'm on 4th Street having lunch with Chef Mike. Hey, I see blessings coming, I got ESP. Had to fight to get to where I'm at like GSP. Hey, I just got a book that came from Shannon Lee. And I'm working on a legacy I plan to leave. It's been a hell and back, but I never stop. I told Ty we got this music shit on lock. Do this for my mama and my pops. I get paid for these lyrics that I jot. Been to hell and back, but I never stop. I told Ty we got this music shit on lock. Do this for my mama and my pops. I get paid for these lyrics that I jot.
Yeah. Ready? Look, sound like, it's been a long time coming. Lord, I don't know what's coming, but I can't stop till we gunning. Silently in motion, took a break, had to refocus. I was depressed, they didn't notice, but I do notice. I run this shit, I'm fresh like Sean, fresh to come back here. You late to the party, I know you just tapped in. I'm in my own lane, you can't merge in. Call me Ras Merlin, magic every time I pin swirling. You gotta witness this shit in person. Like going to Sunday service, my work is worth it. Driving the lane like some Gervin. He killing the game, nigga, don't hurt him. Swerving, get out the way, nobody worth it. Gay niggas the plug, they ain't know how to work it. Show women some love, they ain't know how to cope with me. Me being who I said I was, a real one, remember I said I was. It's on me, know me, the time is up. It's back talk, now you gon' pay the plug. My day gon' come, well they ain't gotta clock in. So many diamonds and no watch, they call it clocking. They know I'm dumping, so they hate the yelling stopper. I ain't never did it for the gram, I see you on my story watching. Like my name is Wilvin, homie, I got them, them lists, they cool. Salute them too, but this that work dog and I'm that dude. Still fly like big time, it's my flight school. What you gon' do? You gotta put up numbers too. This just your move. I'm way too cool, and none of you niggas don't want a war with dude. I'm way too exciting. Call me Michael Jackson, Jordan, Tyson, and Tyson. See, the Tyson King. But I am McFly the Dream. McFly the Dream.
Hope you was ready.
Stone top, baby, old school with the dot. All these bangers from the Tamarachi in the rock. All these rappers from the Milwaukee in the drop. Riding with the sticker playing, I'll be in the block.
Going dummy in the Dewey, fuck your Gucci and your Louis. Only fucking with my homies, so no acting like you knew me. Mob ties, nigga, that's with two B's. That's gang shit, nigga, that's OG. Getting to the paper, cause it's all about the cream. Fuck a million man march, I got $1 million dreams. Quarter milli on the beam, half a milli for the team. 250 for the lean, 500 for the preem. Oakland apes, nigga, gorillas on the turf. Town business, nigga, dope error on the shirt. Won a Grammy for my Grammy, got a Grammy for the Eddie. Hella cuts on my figures from ceiling all the baggies. Now it's all about credit stock tips. Found on Reddit, EFTs for my headache. NFT for the project, no friend for the gram. My whole team win it big. Got a switch on the stick for the Hemi or the clip.
Stone top, baby, old school with the dot. All these bangers for the drummer, watch the rock. All these rappers from the Milwaukee in the drop.
Call me that Bitcoin wallet on full. I'm
Moshe at the end of the dynasty. And see, I'm still the truth, this is you that didn't believe. Jeez, ask the homie what it hit for. Blood with crypto, I'm live in this bitch, ho. I ride with the click, so you know my style. I'ma keep it quiet till it's time for the get low. Me and dope ass like Cube and Mac 10. I probably only threw in two, got back 10. You know how I do my do, I'm that man. Give me five on the black hand side of my hand.
Stone top, baby, old school with the block. All these bakers on the tumble, watching the rock. All these rappers on the Milwaukee in the drop. Riding with the stick, I play hockey on your block. Stone top, baby, old school with the block. All these bakers on the tumble, watching the rock. All these rappers on the Milwaukee in the drop. Riding with the stick, I play hockey on your block. Stone top, baby, old school with the block. All these bakers on the tumble, watching the rock. All these rappers on the Milwaukee in the drop. Riding with the stick, I play hockey.
What do, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area Stand Up. You're now tuned into another episode, another rendition of the No Filter Radio Show right here on Grind Hard Radio. And if you didn't know, now you know, because motherfuckers, we've been outside.
Y'all had to like, I'm new to this. Castle breeds kings. Soldier Grand, hold it down. Rookin' 9 all the time. See, quite frankly, y'all niggas is just coming off the porch. See, me and my niggas, we been outside.
I've been outside since 95, little nigga from Rugen 9, SE, that's where I stay, castle in my DNA, big bro, had me by his side when the streets got dark, issues got dealt with, throwing hands in a little bark, cause you couldn't be round, certain niggas till they saw what you bout, back before, niggas screaming gang, just for clout, that's the easy way to get your head cracked. Cause a nigga run up on you, like say what you said, scrap. I was trying to go, always with a smoke boy, old enough to see crack babies turn to dope boys. If my homie get jumped, we don't hold a camera, I hold him down. We the niggas, your mama told you don't be around. I'm a prince and a soldier, bar set, stay on a mission. And nigga talking crazy, open his mind up, premonition. Mine was a sniper, I'm a son of gun that happened to rap. Of course I was outside, even grandma had the strap. Been proud of the dust of being real. Is all I know, all I know. Some real niggas pour it out for the bros, for the blood by code. We don't hide, we get live, nigga, we been outside. Bout it since the dust of being real is all I know, all I know. Some real niggas pour it out for the bros, for the blood by code. We don't hide, we get live, nigga, we been outside. I've been outside since 95, y'all niggas still on the couch in the streets, cause mama said don't run in and out of house, so we out here. You can't find me with the young vets, they taught me young, even in the summer, don't let them see you sweat. Shit real, fuck around, and get your shit peeled, but when six around, everybody should be lit. My block was a family, the village raised me, product of my environment, my block made me wild and crazy, thorough since fly, dude. All my niggas with this shit, disrespecting on fly shoot. Nice with the 1-2s and 40 at my back. Like, if you swing, I'ma follow up and that's on the pack. That is facts, so jump nigga, what? We'll do a nigga dirty cause we came up in the mud. Born in GP, raised in SG, so no matter where I step, I'll always be ABE. Been bout it since the dust of being real is all I know. All I know, some real niggas pour it out for the bros, for the blood by code. We don't hide, we get live, nigga, we been outside. Bout it since the dust of being real is all I know. All I know, some real niggas pour it out for the bros, for the blend by code. We don't hide, we get live, nigga, we been outside.
hot as it is, I'm not going outside. Fuck that. Chris, you go outside. I ain't going outside. Hey, what it do is your boy Dope Ass Music. You already know, once again, you're in the building with the No Filter Radio Show right here on Grind Hard Radio. If you want to get your music played right here on the No Filter Radio Show, you got to do one of two things. Either A, follow us, or me, preferably, not just anybody. Follow me on some type of social media platform. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Make hot music. I'll discover it, run across it. I'll steal it, upload it, play it on the show, show you some love. The other way, the only other way, is to send MP3s, MP3s only, to question@gmail.com. I'm just playing. Hey, let's go ahead and bring on the co-host with the most, traveling from coast to coast except to California because gas is too motherfucking high. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody's favorite Pornhub trucker, Smooth the Dude.
Fucking right. Everybody's favorite. Y'all know what time it is. It's Monday. We wasn't on last week because somebody had to work. Goddamn it, finally. But goddamn it, y'all know what it is. It's Monday, No Filter Radio. The boys in the motherfucking building. Crush the Catalyst. Smooth the Dude. And the host with the most from the fucking West Coast, who sometime ago ghost, but the week after that, we back. Just like that. The Dope Ass Music. What it do, my boy?
Hey, Smooth getting his bars up for the feature. Shout out to my nigga Smooth the Dude, man. It's my nigga Smooth the Dude getting bars up for the feature. We're going to bring everybody's favorite short Hispanic nigga out of Delaware who's been MIA for like hella days. Ladies and gentlemen, Crush the Catalyst.
You get shit. It's stupid life. I'm on some fuck life shit.
What you said?
Shit is stupid and I'm on some fuck life shit.
Crush is the definition of bipolar Scorpio. Man, shout out to this nigga Crush the Catalyst. I'm going to bring on everybody's favorite worldwide fly nigga. Just if you're in Colombia, hide your bitches, because he is a millionaire whenever he touched down. The man that's going to go on tour with kangaroos and koala bears, if you ain't know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only questions.
Food is out of control. Relax. It's your boy Question Man. I'm in the building. Fresh air. It's July 23rd. Going the fuck down. Aphrodisiac performing. Arts program. Nigga, we get into it. If niggas ain't in the building, you're missing. You're losing. Out of control.
I'm going to be in the building, though. I'm going to be in the building. Me and Food the Dude will be in the building. We pulling up.
Yeah, sure.
He is pulling up.
Oh, yeah. We're coming to the town. Yeah. And it's about to go down. Black and brown, yeah. Where I could be found on street to street trying to get me something to eat. I ain't beating my meat, but I am beating these feet trying to get it. Let's go. I'm rhyming the whole show just in case y'all didn't know. Because Dope that made this beat, he wants Smooth the Dude. Dope that made this beat, he wants Smooth the Dude to flow. So I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Smooth the Dude about to go. Yeah, I've been practicing. Quest, what it do, my boy? It's been a little sick, fam. Love you, boy. You good?
What's going on? Yes, sir. I am amazing. I'm greater than great, my boy. Greater than great. In the gym right now. Getting to it. You feel me? We getting to it. That's what we doing. Yes, sir.
Greater than great. Yes, sir.
Greater than great. All
right,
so.
Hey, man, speaking of. All right, well, we'll talk about it later. Go ahead,
Dope. We can talk about it.
I was just saying, speaking of greater than great, man,
it's still on the way. It's still on the way. But
all right.
He made up.
But I'm just. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Just, I got you. Yeah, it's on the
all
way.
Right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Then maybe overtime after that or something. Then maybe overtime or something. The live thing overtime or something.
Hey, just, come on, man. Right. You
relax.
You know, yeah.
Relax.
All right.
Hey. All right, so let's go. Let's continue with the show. I got crunk.
First of all, I want to give a shout out to my nigga. There's crazy shit has been happening. We're gonna get to the verses, and we're gonna get to the BET award show, but we're gonna get to that. But the first thing I want to do is shout out to my niggas, cause I'm sitting there, I'm on the phone with the nigga, and he was like, bitch, why would I argue with you? You got free medical and subsidized housing. What the fuck? I'm a grown-ass man. And women really need to humble themselves in 2022. Here's the reason why. Because if you didn't have subsidized housing, if you didn't have Medi-Cal, that's what we call it in California, you're basically a dependent. The government is claiming you as a dependent on their taxes. Well, on my taxes. You're a dependent on my taxes. You're not fully an adult, right? So, and your hair's not real. I'm just saying, you might want to calm down. You might want to calm down. Might want to relax. Another thing, the Roe versus Wade. I live in California. It's really not going to affect us, but damn it, it's affecting some of these other fucking states. These women are in a panic. Women are in a panic right now. That means that y'all going to have to start using protection. You're going to have to be more selective.
No,
with the
because
niggas
they're
that...
trying to get rid of protection, too.
Wait, they're going to get rid of what?
They're trying to get rid of protection, too.
They're trying to get rid of birth control.
Yes. That's birth control. They're trying to get rid of that shit, too. Anything that prevents a woman from not getting pregnant, they getting the shit the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. That's crazy.
Birth control, plan B, plan C, everything. They're trying.
Hey,
that's
but look.
Next. That's next
okay,
on the agenda.
This is my thing, though. And you know how smooth things. I think my glass always be half full. Niggas' glass be half empty. But see, this the thing, bro. This coming from a 39-year-old male who doesn't have kids. I made it 39 years without slipping, busting nuts, like, randomly. Like, it's like, people just need to control themselves. Like, 90% of abortions, this is a fact now. I looked this up. I've been wanting to post this so bad, but I run businesses and I don't need that type of energy in my life. 90% of abortions don't have nothing to do with I've been raped or, you know, none of that. It's just stupid motherfuckers making dumb choices. And they just want to get an abortion. I can't afford it. Like, so that means, in my eyes, it's like.
Move. You can't do that. You can't.
Man.
You're an anomaly. You are an anomaly. But everybody in here has had a scare. Everybody has in here.
I'm sorry. Question has not had a scare either. I know how to
you
do
never,
that.
No, I have, and a chick. No. I didn't have a scare, and I didn't have two chicks have an abortion. But this is the thing. I didn't want them hoes too, but the bitch is like, it's my body. This like, which
yes,
me and Chris talk. I mean, man, but we
men
was out there fucking,
like,
and you screaming,
men shouldn't be. Okay. Making decisions on women's bodies, period.
I'm not saying yay or nay to that. I'm just saying, my point is this. We grown, bitch, you knew I nutted in you. What the fuck gonna happen after I nutted you? Scientifically, what's supposed to happen? scientifically what's supposed to happen.
Facts.
Netting me, daddy. Netting me, daddy. I netting you.
Yes.
What the fuck is supposed to happen scientifically?
Okay, we acting like condoms don't break, though. We ain't here
like
acting like condoms.
I've never had a condom break
on
me.
Okay, okay,
sorry for
no. I have that, too. But every time one has busted on me, I have pulled out. Now, if you netting in a condom and you still going after that and it busts, nigga, you really supposed to, nigga, net and then you pull out and then you put on another one. Or, like, I don't know now. Like, it's like, Crush, you kind of sound like these females just making excuses. That's what I think all these females do.
Because this affects everybody. This is not just a women issue. This is a man issue too. Because when it breaks down, who gonna raise these fucking kids? Like, okay, y'all are forcing these women to have kids. Okay, now what? Now they can't. Because some women can't hold a baby, and that's when it comes to miscarriages and stillbirths and everything, and they're trying to get rid of the medicine for that goes under contraception that gets rid of that. So basically, you're going to have a baby just decaying in you. So that's they're trying to get rid of that shit. They's like, hey, you had sex, so therefore you're going to have these babies. Okay, now, but they're trying to get rid of all you're trying to get rid of Medicare that helps you raise these kids. They're killing the school systems, defunding the school system. All right, so we about to dumb sick ass kids. It's not about the babies. They don't give a fuck about these babies. They just trying to control.
I get what you're saying. It's starting with this and it's other factors. But I ain't even gonna rebuttal what you're saying. I get exactly what you're saying. Like, but I am gonna say this. And I say this a lot in our conversations that we have on the show. It all goes back to parenting, though. Everything you just said go back to your parents and parenting. How you raise your kid. If you raise them motherfuckers right, you ain't got to worry about
abortion.
Okay,
some people don't have the ability to raise the kid.
See, and that goes back to what I said. They shouldn't be having these motherfuckers, Chris.
They're being forced to now. That's the thing.
No.
They don't have a choice now. They're being forced to.
They don't. They must never have Q-tip in their ear or count.
If you get rid of abortions and contraceptives, you're forcing these people to have these kids with no plan on helping it.
No, see, that's like to me
because
leaning
let's,
on
let's
this.
Be,
like,
let's be frank.
No, we supposed to be. We supposed
fucking.
To be. No, I didn't say that. But a motherfucker should make sound decisions when fucking though. That's what I'm saying, Crush. Like, I made it 39 years without a kid. Why? Because I'm not just out here randomly nutting in chicks, getting caught up, letting these bitches sell me whatever dream, nutting me, daddy, that dick feels so good, all of this bullshit that these lame-ass niggas having 6 and 7 kids, these bitches having 2, 3 baby daddies, 8 kids that they falling for. I'm strong-minded. That's what I'm saying. So you saying
listen,
that just because a bitch...
I'm coming from somebody that has had 2 girls have 2 miscarriages. So if this had happened now, they would be forcing them not in Delaware because our government, our part of our government actually making sense about shit.
Yeah.
But
see, you jumping issues. You going from not just you going from regular sex to miscarriage, like you jump.
Because I've been in this position. Because I've had women that had, I had 2 girls that had miscarriages.
Yeah.
My kids are not here. And the fact that they couldn't got the proper care that they needed, they could go to both
hey,
be dead today.
Chris, can I intervene real quick?
Go ahead.
Just real quick.
My kid's not here either because she swallowed him.
This nigga out of pocket. Come on, man. Hey, so I didn't know that meant condoms, too. So niggas is going to have to really be on their P's and Q's now. Cause if I
got to look that up. I don't know about the condoms. They trying to get rid of condoms.
Now, they can't because we've been having condoms. They've been having condoms since the fucking Roman Empire. Condoms has always been around. I'm thinking maybe they're talking about the birth control for females.
And the Plan Bs. Now, I have heard that because go Google Plan Bs. They actually done went up overnight. They used to be 50.
Yeah.
I think they're like $75 now.
Everything's
going up.
Yeah. So, or otherwise, niggas are going to have to move to California, they're going to have to move to Delaware, they're going to have to move to one of these, because them the niggas in the South. But did you see what everybody knows the whole agenda is, because they tired of, because 40, I think it's like 40 to 50% of abortions are by white people. So they're trying to keep the white population from dwindling, because right now, in about another, I think it's 5 to 10 years, white people will be the minority in the United States. That's what they're saying.
So what they trying to do by making that point then? I don't get what you
they're
mean.
They're trying to force these white women to keep having babies.
Exactly.
To increase the white population.
Yeah.
So they can
the lady
the
literally
majority.
Said on the news, this is a victory for white lives. Not for lives,
for white lives. Who
I'm
said
like,
this? I forgot
the tick
that bitch,
on the
man.
On the tick on Fox News. I was like, bruh. So I guess basically it's like, first of all, as long as there's condoms, niggas is gonna be. I promise you, these bitches is gonna lock down these vaginas now. I promise you. You thought it was hella easy to fuck a bitch raw and skeet up in there because she's like, oh, I can just always get an abortion. Not now. These bitches about to
who
be
are
like
these
that.
Bitches you be fucking with? I've never heard that in my fucking life. I've never heard a chick that say some shit back then to me.
I'll be honest with you. 98% of the women that I smash. Except for when I was in Columbia. No rubber, bro. None. I'm going balls deep. No cap. I'm gonna let him continue the conversation.
Chris. Since I've been over thirty. I am very selective of the hoes I smash. Now I'm just not going. I would say about 20% of the women. If I just met you and it's the same night, I'm using a condom. If I've known you for at least a week or two and I got the test results back, I'm smashing raw.
I don't care how long I know you. I'm strapped up.
Hey, look though. I used to have a rule. And my boy Cuban is case. I used to didn't smash nothing. This is our rule. We wouldn't fuck nothing that we didn't mind. We wouldn't mind having a baby by.
And that's still a rule. That is still a rule to this
that,
day.
Yeah, that's still a damn good rule.
It's still there.
Like even if we slip up, like okay, you gonna be my baby mama? Like that was our.
No, that's still the rules, smooth. That ain't changed.
Okay, I hear it. I'm already pre-qualifying you before I pull that thing off. I am definitely pre-qualifying.
I don't know what pressure on, but come on, follow me. I'm sorry, my boy.
Okay, I'm just making sure we're on the same page.
And I learned from smooth that test is mandatory.
Who now?
Mandatory. Smoothie Beast says that test is mandatory.
I'm going this week just to make sure. Don't be in line. You feel me?
Shit, I still get tested. I ain't fucking 10 years.
Damn. damn, that shit just makes my stomach hurt. This nigga said, I ain't
I got to get you to Medellin, my boy. We got to get you to Medellin.
Yeah, I'm ready, though.
Temptation Island or Medellin. You got to go to one of them, Chris. You can't just keep running around here. You say that's why you're angry all the time. You're busting up
no,
and you're being so angry.
Not when they trying to fuck up like this.
I mean, go ahead, just feel good, knock her up, Chris, and then you be cool.
I'm good. I am good.
Me. What else did I? Now, so I'm you know, so I'm watching my my Umbrella Academy. Shout out to Umbrella Academy. I'm watching them.
Shout out to Umbrella Academy.
Yeah. And then I'm watching the P-Valley, though. I'm watching the P-Valley. P-Valley's lit. It's been real. It's been, you know, all right. I can tell, you know, I understand it's gay pride, right? It's gay month. First of all, I don't have nothing against gay people. I just want to put this out. But women love gay pride day. But it's been getting real reckless how these women are just comfortable with other women, you know, licking on them, kissing on them, touching on their ass. Okay, cool, whatever. But these niggas, though, now he's not really my boy, but I know him. I've been knowing him for about a good five, six, 7 years. You know, we don't hang out, but I know him. You know what I'm saying? I know him. My man calls me. He's like, "Hey, what's up? I seen you know the project drop. Whoop de whoop whoop. Just checking on you. Whoop whoop whoop." I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." I was telling him I was in Frisco. He's like, "Oh yeah, I was in Frisco too. I was at the Pride." I'm like, "You was with your girl? You was with your girl at Pride?" He's like, "No, I just went out there by myself." Now I'm gonna ask my panel real quick. I'm gonna start with Smoothie Dude. You got a straight homeboy.
No, I don't. I mean, I'm a homeboy straight.
You got a straight homeboy.
Yeah.
And he said he went to Pride Day. Are y'all still homeboys?
My straight homeboy went to Pride Day. No, we ain't cool.
Without his girl. Without his girl. Just him. Just
with or without her. With or without her. What you doing over there with the people? At their celebration. Now, I can see you at the club, and they just doing their thing real quick. Because Chris, I know you remember Disco, Discovery. Chris, you with me?
Chris, yes. No.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you working out. I forgot you working out.
Hey,
you
remember the Spanish dude with all the hoes?
Yeah.
Miguel, he had all of the hoes.
But what I'm saying is, like, that club, I ain't gonna lie, we used to be up in the gay room only because that bar was shorter. But we had to walk through there and see the drag show and all that shit with the gay folks. But, like I say, them ain't my people. My boy, I don't know. That's not the homie no more. But I was just
that ain't
the homie no more. Like, why is you even there? Now, like I say, my point and all that, I done been in the club with gay people, and I done been around them. But like, I just separate myself from that. I wouldn't, hey, go to Gay Pride. No.
Nah, I would not. What about you, Chris? You going to Gay Pride?
I'm not going, but I'm not going to defriend. I'm not going to unfriend my friend for going.
Shout out to Chris, man. Chris got some like, he is loyal. Chris, if you don't know nothing else, Chris is loyal to his friends to a fault, except for me. Every other friend, he's loyal to. But for some reason,
you're not my friend. I don't like you.
This motherfucker. This motherfucker. All right, so I'm watching the P-Valley, right? And there's a lot of... Niggas is in jail doing gay shit and then come out and then try to hide the gay shit on the street, right? So, I don't, look, y'all, I have, y'all can do what the fuck y'all want to do, but like my man Sue the dude say, get that shit away from me. If you like niggas, say you like niggas, let me know. Just let me know that you like niggas so I can move accordingly. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. Now to this verses. Now, we discovered two things. Number one,
Marion can't really sing.
That,
and we all been bamboozled. Man, we all been bamboozled for years.
Oh no! I've been knowing Marion couldn't sing a long, long time ago. Long time ago. Right. You can tell by the notes. A lot of that is engineering and auto-tune. What I didn't know was how bad these niggas, like when you get older, your voice starts going away. You don't have the same range. Your vocal cords are not as elastic, so you can't hit certain notes. Unless you're fucking Ron Isley. I think Ron Isley put some shit in that microphone because that nigga was still hitting them notes and singing like a motherfucker. But
no, he's an alien. He's an anomaly.
Ron Isley, that nigga, yeah, him and Smokey. I don't know how the fuck they do it, but him and Smokey be singing. Jeremiah's a young nigga and he can't sing. That shit was
horrible. Don't do that. That nigga just survived COVID. He shouldn't have been up there though. But that nigga was about to die.
That was a year ago, Crush. It'd take a year for your vocal cords to come back.
Like, I know people that still ain't got their shit right.
So, all right. So, let's just say, Crush, you're Jeremiah's homeboy. And he like, Crush, I'm going to go up here. I'm going to go to the verses. I'm going to sing.
Don't do that. I would have been like, Mario, no. Why did you do that? Don't do that.
See, and that's
bruh,
all you can
know
tell you if you got
you,
real friends.
It's a lot of motherfuckers that don't got real friends in the industry because there's a lot of, and it's a lot of motherfuckers that been on verses that you can see don't got real friends because they didn't
Facts.
Stop you from doing stupid shit.
No, no cap.
Brandy did. Brandy talked to Ray J, but obviously he didn't fucking listen.
Yeah, he should have did that. He should stay at home, stay the gangster he was.
I don't think he was gangster, but I ain't seen none of this.
I'm be honest with you, Smooth. I seen it firsthand. Ray J ain't no bitch.
I mean, Crush ain't no bitch. Like, anybody gonna...
No. Okay. No. Like, you know OG niggas who will get, like, hey, they press a button and niggas move? He really one of them.
Yeah.
Man, he gonna have to show me, because I don't believe it.
Ray J is one of them niggas. Ray J is one of them niggas.
It seems smooth, no cap. I was like, can't be. Now I see them all to us. Niggas moving by Ray J. No cap. Niggas really moving by Ray J.
Niggas do not move about Marion though. Hey, but you know the craziest thing is right. So Joe Budden said the same thing that here's what I realized from the there was another versus where one person could sing and the other person couldn't. I forget who it was. It was one can sing. And the problem is on a versus when you can't sing, no matter how many hits you have, if it sounds like trash, you're not going to win.
See, it was easier to fool when they were doing it off of live. Like when during the pandemic, it was easy because all they were doing is playing the shit. But now when you on live, it's a whole different monster.
I think also it's the people they picking too.
Yeah.
They're not real singers.
They're not real singers.
Yeah, like, okay, they didn't have that problem when Music Soul Child went against who did he go against? I forgot who he went against, but you didn't hear nothing about
Spit.
Yeah.
Anthony
Hamilton.
Because
they can both sing.
That.
The only thing we could talk about was their fucking wardrobe and shit like that. But it was obvious when the Lox versus the fucking Dipset exposed a lot of shit, right?
D-Block.
Dipset was a movement, and it was a movement.
As was Omarion.
And he was a movement.
But the thing is, it was.
I'm be honest with you.
Mario played the Jada. He's prepped. Like, his whole set was prepped for that stage. It was prepped for that crowd. He knew what he was walking into, and he knew exactly how to execute.
You better understand this too about the Lox thing, right? Jada still actively rap. Like Cameron don't actively rap. Jim do. Jim actively rap, but he ain't built like that. You know what I'm saying?
All three of them are still in it.
Look, Mario still tour. Omarion don't really do much. He is a cultural, like, he's a cultural, you know, icon.
He got more presence on the internet than they do in the music.
Yeah, exactly.
On social media.
You know, because Omarion is what they consider the transition. He used his looks to make him, you know, keep that bag. Mario, on the other hand, he got to keep touring. So he's still actively ready. Jadakiss, he's still rapping with the best of them.
Still rapping.
Now he might act. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of why that's why that went that way. And same thing with Ray J. He dude sell earbuds, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like he ain't doing shows no more. He ain't singing no more. It's all for play for him.
Yep.
But Sammy's still writing. Pleasure P still writing.
Man, look, that nigga, man. Now, what I did see was when Mario was over there trying to talk Greasy to Tank. First of all, nigga, Tank is saying, you pick on them other niggas. Tank is saying. And he got a few more hits than you do, Mario, so just relax. I get it. Your energy was up.
But the thing was, Mario's like, yo, you doing all these theatrics, and it still is not helping you. Like,
nah, because when he did MIA and when he did Can You Hear Me? Now, Can You Hear Me is my joint. That's my jam. That nigga did that shit. I have not listened to that song in about a week now. I haven't even listened to the song. Completely ruined the song for me.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. One more thing that Tank actually pin game is better than most of them niggas that's on that stage. Tank and Eric Bellinger, them niggas pin game is out of control.
Fact.
So I wouldn't pick no fights with them too, as an R&B artist. Nah, you're out of control for that.
Yeah, nah.
Tank got God pin. Eric Bellinger got a God pin. Leave the man alone.
Leave them old niggas alone. Leave that old nigga alone.
Well, EB ain't that old, but Tank is crazy. He out of here.
Yeah, Tank is a problem. Now to the hip hop to the BET Awards. First of all, it was great seeing black excellence on the stage. Shout out to all that beautiful black excellence. Even though BET is owned by white people, but at the end of the day, black television.
It was a lot of black excellence on a white owned company.
Yeah, lots of that. The biggest thing was shout out to Taraji. Shout out to Taraji.
Dr. Taraji.
Shout out to HBCUs, because Howard was in the building last night. Howard University was in the building. Shout out to HBCUs. I'm desperately trying to get my daughter to go to an HBCU because we have no historical black culture in California. I'm trying to send her to an HBCU.
I'm just sick of Howard getting all this money. Like, it ain't any other HBCUs.
Well, you know why? It's because it's one of the most prestigious black colleges. And also,
this I know, but I'm just like, you know his other ones, right?
That's the most prestigious. Am I hating
a little bit? Yeah.
Yeah. And the white people are going with Howard.
Because we have a HBCU right in Delaware that nobody ever talked about.
What is the HBCU in Delaware?
Del State.
Delaware State's an HBCU?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Hey, shout out to Delaware State.
Hey, look, you know what it is, though? I think I'm gonna put it on this. It's because the history, though, like other school and like the reason why. What is it, Howard? I don't even know what school you're saying that you're giving this to. But
yeah, Howard.
I think it's because the history and the background of the school, though. Like people know a lot about that.
Is.
And then ain't Howard where him and Biggie did that show back in the day too, though?
Yeah, that's
what it is. So, it's all history to him. Like, I'm going to be honest, bro. If, say, I came up and I decided to get to a HBCU, I'm going to probably get a Pine Bluff. Because why? I've never went to a HBCU. But, like I say, it's in Arkansas. So, I mean, the one that means something to me. Now, Chris, if you become a multi-thousand millionaire, you probably going to give it to the Delaware one, like you just said.
University of Maryland, Eastern Shore.
You're going to give it to your people. So, I mean, it's reasons behind.
Yeah, but, you know, once integration was done away with, it's like, oh, I mean, the reason why HBCUs were created because white folks wouldn't let us into their schools. So we had to create our own schools. And then as soon as white folks let us go into their schools, guess what we did? We bounced. Just like niggas, we bounced. We bounced. If there would have been an HBCU in California, I would have went. Instead of going to Berkeley, I would have went to HBCU in California. But we don't have one.
No, since you went to Berkeley, smart ass nigga.
It ain't one in that big ass stadium.
Dope is actually a smart nigga.
Nah, we don't have no HBCUs in California.
That's kind of crazy.
I guess
though.
It ain't one in every state, though.
Nah, there's not one in Nevada. There's not one in Washington. Most of the western states, because by the time, you know what I mean? By the time shit was, you know, California became a state in 1850.
Yeah. What does that mean? Y'all was one of the last states.
Yeah, and Mexico owned us. Like, Mexico owned us. So all that, you know, slavery and shit like that.
Now you got me thinking, because I know I went tripping. There is one. Drew University of Medicine is the only HBCU in California.
Yeah, it got to be one in Cali now.
Where the hell is that at?
It's in L.A.
I don't know where, but I just know it had to be one, bro.
It's Drew University.
I knew it had to be one. Now, where?
In L.A.
Yeah, Drew University.
Now you knew it. Now you knew it had to be one in L.A. Now, Killer L.A. That's where they had to put it.
Man, God dang, nigga, that's smaller than Crescent High School.
Fact.
Look, but the tuition is $17,400. That's a semester. That's out of control.
Man, $17,400. You gotta go to the school for 10 years just to get a master. You gotta go to school 10 years.
You gotta go how long, bro?
You gotta go ten years. Now, South to Shine for putting, and he's Muslim, but you know, most niggas that go to jail, they come out Muslims anyway. They either come out gay or Muslim. South to Shine. Fucking Little Kim. There's nothing worse.
Can we not?
We got to talk about, come on, man.
Do we?
There's nothing.
It's just hurtful.
It was painful watching Little Kim, number one, do that ugly ass fucking dance, and number two, her disproportional hip muscles. It just, her face looks like it was just smacked with a spatula a whole bunch of times.
It's Biggie's fault.
The fucked up part is Biggie's fault.
No, it really ain't, because he died, yeah. If he's still alive, he just told
no, because Biggie chose Faith over her, which gave her a light skin complex, and then she did all the fucked up shit to herself. She chose Biggie and Charlie over her, two high yellow light skin girls, and that fucked her up.
Well, if that's the case, then there should be women fucking themselves up, because Question over here picking these Colombian bitches, like these light-skinned bitches, like it's nothing. There's probably dark-skinned women right now cutting their face up because Question over here picking these Colombian bitches.
Listen, I'm going to let Smoother Dude tell you better than anybody else, because that nigga know my leagues. I've been telling y'all I've been fucking with bad bitches. It's been mixed and other shit. For how long, Smooth? How long I've been telling niggas?
Forever.
This shit is not new. This shit is not new, bro.
Yeah.
Now, however, I love women. I love them. Black, white, brown. However, I've been telling niggas for the longest. If I catch me one of them ones, it's a dub for the rest of these women. When I catch one of them ones, it's a dub.
One of them ones is down to have some fun. They got a couple of ones.
Come on, man.
I've
been saying this shit for the longest, bro. I ain't been capping either. So, once again, my track record has proven to be immaculate. I'm just saying. So, it ain't like I ain't told motherfuckers. If they don't listen to my music, that's their fault. Bitches, you want to know some shit about Question? Listen to the albums. That's how you find out what you need to know. Come on, man.
Nick Free fan, but she's stunned on like corn though. I can say a line from every album, like right now, and I can.
That's what I'm saying. Smooth, no, because I've been telling niggas for the longest, bro. I've been telling them. It ain't like this shit is new. It's not new information. This shit is public domain. This is public information. This information is accurate for people to attain.
Oh man, shout out to, first of all, Diddy is fucking highly underrated though, you know, because he finessed and bullied his way to $1 billion. Diddy, he he bullied and manifested his way to $1 billion. You can't say that.
Shout out to my former boss.
That nigga Diddy, but he is underrated because when you go through the music, because you know I'm watching the little Diddy the Bad Boy thing on Netflix. That nigga Diddy, look.
Who was that talking shit about the Writers Hall of Fame though? Like he'd never be in that though. I think that was JD. That's why though, because he ain't never wrote none of them bars, though, that he's singing and they calling them his song.
No.
But he's like, he's not a true producer, like, making the music.
But see, he's calling himself that producer. He's coming out with albums.
But he knows that's going to move.
Listen to what I'm trying to say. That's why he's underrated. That's what I was going to say.
Oh.
Because he's not a J. Cole when it comes to writing, is what I'm saying. That's all he does. Or like a J.D. when it comes to producing. Or like a Dre. Or like a Jay-Z. This is what I'm saying.
Or like a Timberland.
Yeah, he's calling himself a producer, and he's coming out with albums, rapping. But none of this shit is his.
Yeah.
I'm never saying that Diddy ain't, I fuck with him. Now I fuck with Diddy and all this shit. No time for fake ones. Just
sister. Hey,
sister,
I remember
real
that,
ones.
When that
beat like,
came
that was
out, I was like, what the fuck was this?
I'm
like,
the shit
died.
And like you say,
that
he know music.
Crazy.
He know everything about me. But you said he's underrated, and I just gave you a reason why.
Yeah, he is underrated.
He don't write none of this.
But you know who does? I mean, even Dre does that also. He does mini Diddy because Dre will have some niggas put some shit together and then he just touch it like this and then say he produced it. He will Diddy some shit. Dre has been known to do some shit.
Kanye does that. Yeah, I was gonna say what major producer don't do that though, bro.
Yep.
Tim,
every producer
brings somebody in and tweak or whatever or additive or take something away. Every producer, you can't name one person that do it all by the
like,
bam bam.
Perfect example is that nigga DJ Mustard. His sound then versus his sound now is two totally, completely different sounds.
I don't even like Mustard, no.
See? And
I like
appreciate it more
Mustard.
because the old Mustard was just keeping it simple. The new Mustard got a team of producers with him, so they added more musicality to it.
But see, this even me coming to you, Quist. I've told you on beat. I've told Dope. It's like, man, y'all doing too much sometimes. Like, simple sometimes is just...
For sure. You're absolutely correct.
Told both of you guys.
You are absolutely correct.
Sometimes it may not take the whole team that you think you need when what was working for you. I'm not going to say, well, he turned me off as a fan. I'm going to say it like that. But I don't recall hearing him on the radio like I did when he was doing all that YG shit.
No, for sure. 100% fact.
Now, point me out something that he's done recently that's getting muttered on the beat. Mustard on the beat. I just killed the club. Like, name something right now that got played like this.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, I kind of stopped being a Mustard fan, too. But you know where he went to the Bay, right? He went to the Bay, stole the Bay down. And then went back to L.A.
Right.
But what I did like last night, I went to Spotify, that Babyface with Ella Mae joint.
Oh.
What a shit.
Yep.
Yeah, that right, that baby face with Element, I went to Spotify immediately on that motherfucker. I said, oh, shit.
That shit fire.
That shit is fire.
But I, what? But baby, but it's baby face, so.
I mean,
yeah,
he is baby.
Yeah, baby. Babyface is evolving. Even at his age, that beat, I mean, that's Can You Talk, but he flipped it in such a great way that it's just like, okay, Babyface.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. See, when, that's why the old niggas need young niggas to be around. So they can, because we got the know-how. We know how to make the beat, but sometimes we need that influx of youth.
I wonder if that's what the text, one of the songs that came out of him working with Puff, because he was talking about he was just in Puff's been pushing him to do more. So I wonder if that's one of the songs that came out of those sessions.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely possible, like I said. Because, I mean, Babyface, for a minute, he was just making that same old shit. Niggas got to evolve. You can still make great music.
You talking about Babyface, the old nigga?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say he was making the same shit for a minute?
Yeah, Babyface was making that same old, you saying, Tony Braxton shit for a minute. And then, like, just recently, he started changing his sound, like, in the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, I don't like none of this shit now. But I ain't heard nothing now, though, either, though.
What else we got?
You know, I think probably the last, I was researching, the last Mustard shit might have been High Fashion with Roddy Ricch, and that was 2 years ago, so you're right.
Yeah, because that Tripping was the last one I remember. That was LMA. That was Tripping.
Wait. Who made them beats, you saying, though? I'm confused.
Mustard.
Mustard made those beats for Roddy Ricch.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't know.
High Fashion. That shit went crazy. I'm not going to lie. High Fashion went crazy. But
I ain't really a Roddy Ricch fan. I don't know.
His first album was amazing. His second album was not that good. But the first album, it's a classic project.
Yeah, but that late at night, that go, that Mustard made fucking catchy.
Mustard made Late at Night too.
Yeah, I know.
That was hard.
You know, the box, that shit is so catchy, but it's so simple. Shout out to that. But me and Smooth's favorite Roddy Ricch is when he's on that 40 chasing the money.
No, you on your own, bro. I ain't no Roddy Ricch.
Wait. You don't like the song, that song by E-40 that we always play when you with me? And you talk about talking about the Hellcat?
No, that's E-40. What's it called? Larry June.
No, that's E-40. That's Quavo and Roddy Ricch. It's called Chase
Up.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be negative, Ned, but I'm straight on, bro.
No. I'm just saying that you do like that one. That's the one that you do like. I know you like that one too. When we play it. What else? I listened to the new Chris. You know what? I don't know. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or if it's because Chris Brown is getting older. But as he's getting older, I am liking more and more Chris Brown's music.
Chris Brown don't miss though. He'll never miss. It's just
Chris Brown been that nigga though. Yeah.
Nah, this shit hard. It's hard. All right, now we gotta have this conversation because I hadn't had it with anybody. When I first heard the Drake album, I disliked it. I went back and listened to it again last Saturday. That shit slapped. Let me tell you my. Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you the difference. I was in the mood to hear something different when I first turned it on. I'm like, bro, I don't want to hear this fucking shit. Right?
So I said, I'm going to give it another listen. I'm going to try again. I'm going to give it another listen. So I turned it on. I started cleaning up in the house. And then it clicked on me what type of music this was. This is $100 shots on million foot yachts type music. Right? This is being in all white linen with bad bitches popping rosé or ace of spades. This is, you know, rich nigga vibes. This is when you got money. That's the type of music that this was. This is when you got money, you feel good. Not a payday on Friday. This is like when you got money and you forgot that you really got money type music.
Oh yeah, oh, like when you get paid and then you didn't realize you got paid and you just happen to check your account and you got more money in there, like that kind of feeling.
No. It's that feeling times every day though. Like you really just balling out of control. You don't got a care in the world. You're not saying, damn, what I'm gonna do today type shit. Like you got a concierge.
You gotta check your account.
Yeah. Like yeah, it's that right there. That's what the music is. So when I listen to it, you know, a week later, because the first one, this one, listen, I just skipped through the songs. You know, I ain't really give it a listen. Because I was in a mood for, you know, nigga, give me some bars, it's finna go crazy type shit, and yeah, it fucked me up. So I like, man, this shit trash. This shit is fucking garbage. I was being like every other, you know, consumer, male consumer who didn't understand what it was. And I went back and listened to it again when I was in a clear conscious state of mind. And I'm like, yo, this is what expensive taste is. This is caviar.
Yeah,
it's weird.
I can't relate to that.
I don't eat caviar. I don't know.
Okay.
The last Drake that you were just playing, that Drake with pound cake on it. That's the last Drake album I listened to. I don't even like Drake, really. I like a feature Drake.
Sure. Because he did Jack Harlow pretty bad.
But go ahead, bro. What you was going to say?
So,
about the caviar.
So yeah, it's caviar. It's bad bitches that's vegan with the, you know, the best of... best of vagina tasting ever type shit. Like, that's what that is. Right? It's not for women that eat meat. It's for bitches that are, you know,
it's
clean.
It's for women that eat meat.
it's for the mind, body, and soul. Bitches that do high yoga. Like, this is that vibe. It's for that shit.
Motherfucker to go hiking and bike riding.
Yeah, kayaking.
Nah, a lot of bitches go hiking.
He said kayaking. That's funny, yeah.
But the nigga said that for the bitches that don't eat meat, bruh, that is hilarious.
Yeah, for the bitches that don't eat flesh, you know, it's for the bitches that care about nature. You know, they don't do the crystal shit. They don't do the crystal shit,
but
you
know
they care about.
Doctrine.
Yeah. You feel me?
They don't do the crystal, but they know they doctrine.
Yeah.
I damn near fell off my bed when this nigga said that for the bitches that don't eat meat.
Yeah, for the bitches that don't eat meat. Yeah.
But they do eat meat, though. They do eat meat, though.
Yeah, for facts. They vegan except for this meat that I got. You feel me? Yeah, man.
Hey. Yeah, but I listen to the Drake album. I listen to it from when I listen to the album. I don't listen to it for any type of expectations unless I'm a fan of their music. I'm not a fan of Drake's music, so I can hopefully listen to it. And the production I just don't like the production. You know, it's not like it's low quality production. It's just, you know, that world dance hip-hop techno
shit. Yeah, I'm just not a fan of that. Like I'm not a fan of world house music.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Now, the only person that could really pull that off is maybe The Weeknd. Maybe.
I hate it when he does it.
I mean, but he could pull it off, though, because The Weeknd, when he first came out, Is We Fucking or Nah? This nigga, it was Is We Fucking or Nah? And now this nigga is fucking 80s dance pop. That's fucking crazy.
Okay, so let's do this then. What would be the difference between The Weeknd and Bruno Mars? Because Bruno, I believe...
Bruno came out and bust out with Lazy Song.
I would jump on a grenade for you, and now he's like, this bitch. Ever since that nigga did Uptown Funk, the nigga ain't been the same since.
He did the song with Cardi B, and he's been, he switched up.
Oh, yeah, it's been different. You know, it's been different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's been different.
It's been
different. With her or something.
It's not, you're right.
Probably.
Smooth.
The funniest thing
picture.
I ever heard, they said
right.
Cardi B was his work wife. I hollered.
What you say, bro?
They said Cardi B was his work wife.
Right. That's funny, too.
Yeah.
That's funny, too. Okay, so now, since we on that house music shit, Beyonce did the same thing.
And I can't stand Beyonce music.
I'm not a fan of Beyonce. I haven't been a fan of Beyonce since the B-Day album.
Like, I can list on one hand how many Beyonce songs are like.
So, I just listened to, once again, I just listened to the Carter's album. 2 days ago. Nigga, that's an incredible album. Obviously, it's a Jay and Beyonce album, but, like, nigga, their body of work is top tier. Like,
Black Parade by her. Like, that's a hard song. That's, like, the last song of hers that I like. Is that on that
by herself,
of work?
Okay.
Black
nah,
Parade.
I think that was on that Homecoming thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like her on DJ Khaled shit. I like her on DJ Khaled shit. Like that shining.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
that was hard.
And then on the Run Part 2, I did like On the Run Part 2.
Hey, that's my favorite song. That's one of my top 5 favorite songs ever.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. That is in my playlist, bro. Every time it comes on.
That is one of my top 5 favorite songs ever, bro.
How does it go?
That's on Jay-Z's, what album was it?
On Holy Grail. It's on Holy Grail.
Yeah, it was on Holy Grail. Yeah, that was an amazing record. The production of it was crazy. Beyonce, you know, it's like the perfect Bonnie and Clyde song. You know what I'm saying? Like...
But Jay-Z was just regular on that one, but it was her. She really made that song, and the beat.
I don't really think Hov was regular. I just think they really complimented each other on the record. Like, if you got the top R&B bitch, and you Hov, that's how every song's supposed to be.
Yeah, but I like the best combo I think that they did was Upgrade You. Like, that's...
Man, you got to listen to the Carter's album again, then. Because Friends Go Nuts.
Friends Go Nuts? I'm going to have to listen to the Carter album again.
On the Carter album is a
I didn't even know they
record.
Came out with a whole... I didn't know they came out with a whole album together.
Yeah, it came out, last year?
Smooth.
Was that
2 years ago
when they did the tour together or something? I didn't even know Jay-Z and Beyonce.
The eight shit when they were in the Louvre when they bought out the Louvre to shoot the video. That shit was bananas.
Just do yourself a favor, Smooth. When you get time, listen to it while you're driving though.
I drive.
Yeah,
listen
to it while you're driving.
What's the name of it?
The Carters.
B. Carters.
Yeah. Yeah, these yep. artists. And then, but you can't listen to it before you listen to my project that you haven't listened to yet.
I don't know nothing about this song.
Hey, you know what, nigga? I tried to find that shit on Spotify. What the fuck is going on?
It's under West Coast. It's under West Side Connect.
I'm like, nigga, dope. I'm typing in dope ass music. I'm typing in Big Later Boss. That shit is not there.
Yeah, nah. You gotta go.
See why y'all ain't got it? It's under West Coast what?
It's under West Side Connect.
See, yeah, how do you expect a nigga to?
I mean, I expect nigga smooth dude that like knows my middle name.
We didn't make a group name, nigga. We just said question the dope ass nigga.
Yeah,
nigga,
nigga.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Nigga,
this shit dope.
This nigga doing something. This nigga trying to do new shit.
I always do some shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
This nigga think he did it or something.
Oh,
nigga,
paid for it. I see it.
Yeah.
And got four monthly listeners. This is what I'm
keep
saying,
giving
bro.
Us albums we didn't ask. Keep giving us albums we didn't ask for. When he's supposed to retire, go sit down somewhere.
That's hilarious.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Flame said we're holding the tryouts for the new album, Chris. And if you want to, you could try out for the new album.
Nigga, ain't you supposed to be retired? Wasn't this your last one? Like
this is why I can't take bro serious about this being the manager on the beat kit. Because you keep every week it's a new project.
Nigga,
so like,
right.
Stop.
Nigga, go
ahead
with your
old ass. I'm going to retire.
He going to push the fresh dope too until it probably happens.
Man. That nigga like fresh dope too.
Ain't Dub coming back? No, Maverick Dub got his own crib. Maverick, he about to sign Baby Dope.
Hey, look,
they have Baby Dope.
Look, Chris, they album going to be Dub and Dope. Dub and Dope. Like, you know what I'm saying, bro? This nigga need to stop, bro. Dub and Dope.
Man, it's not me, because Smooth Dude says dope.
No, it is you, because nobody's asking for
you. Exactly. You could be like, no, I don't want to do it. I'm good. I'm retired. I'm finna just make beats. It's you, bro.
And you can't be like, you know what? You know, this is why I'm like, I don't want to call it nostalgic with doing music, but like, you gotta like prep people for certain stuff and certain stuff that people be really wanting, and then certain things you just gotta like check the temperature for. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I drop so sporadically. And then one year I might go crazy and nigga drop four times. You know what I'm saying? So like,
question,
it really
you
just
drop
depends
three
on,
in it. You drop, question, you drop three in a year.
Yeah, I mean, but that's when I really want to though. You know, or I take my time. Like now I'm taking my time because shit, I got a different agenda. My agenda is different now. So I'm like, all right, cool. When I drop this shit, niggas gonna be like, oh, I done fucked up because they didn't tap in. You know? So it's all about perspective. I mean, once we sit down and have this little talk, though, next week, I mean, in a couple weeks, niggas will kind of get where shit can be moving to. Content is the key. Content is the fucking key. Feel me, my boy.
All right, so it's now 7:40 on the West Coast. It is now 9:40 on Central Time, and it is now 10:40 Eastern Standard Time. We're gonna take a small commercial break.
But it's your show though, bro. So we're gonna let you do what you wanna do. Play some more music. Play it again for me, man.
Yo. Oh. Yo.
Sometimes
I just want to ride through the thing, man. And, you know. kinda just chill out. I'm in a DeLorean, you know, and just chillin'. Yeah. Look, from my room see the city lights. I wanna smoke a spliff and enjoy the night. I really must admit this feels so right. Cause I'm cruising through the city, call me Michael Knight. Homies on deck, drinks is on ice. A lot of pretty women, DeLorean life. My motivation is I'm not complacent. I wanna kill everything like my name was Jason. Being the realest nigga, that is my occupation. You really think you know me, you don't know Nathan. I'm on the move though, I've been that dude though. I'm in my own class, welcome to school. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Catch the bull by the horn, watch me ride it out. And rock the block to the day that my time is out. Now put your ones in the air and help me rock it out.
This is how I ride. Living it up at night, stopping till the night hits the daylight. Life is a high. Just me and the open road till I overdose. This is how I ride. Living it up at night, stopping till the night hits the daylight. Life is a high.
I'm stuck in a place where dreams come reality. Learn from the old head, haters gon' be mad at me. Counted as a casualty, shine like the sun. Cause the source where I'm bound to be a king like your majesty. Yeah, but I take that bro. Contender to south, that be my MO. Ground to infinity, your mark, let's go. But I'm on my cool tip in my solo zone. Go. And niggas be beefing, and they be bout dumb shit. And women a reason, ain't taking no L's, no. Too many to please them, and women be on one. The change like the seasons, believe me. But that's what I'm talking about. I grab the bull by the horns, watch me ride it out. And rock the block till the day that my time is out. Now put your ones in the air and help me rock it out.
This is how I ride. Living it up at night, stopping till the night hits the daylight. Life is a high. Just me and the open road till I overdose. This is how I ride. Living it up and I ain't stopping till the night hits the daylight. Life is a high. Just me and the open road till I overdose. This is how I ride. Living it up and I ain't stopping till the night hits the daylight. Life is a high. Just me and the open road till I overdose. This is how I ride. Living it up and I ain't stopping till the night hits the daylight. Life is a high. Just me and the open road till I
running with the bubble guts, cause it's shit, and we coming, just a bar mitzvah, pass me my yarmulke, blow so out of this world, Andromeda, niggas cheated at mad, but they ain't going bad, this is ISS, they so out of class, it must be very scary to see these bodies buried, cause I spit like I got you in Canada, Mariah Carey, niggas getting pumped up. Who you trying to scare? This shit'll get grizzly with these arms I bear. Harlem Hospital got beds, but they're critically impaired. I hear you luck, but so does Christy and the care. See, flow so sick, tuberculosis, get addicted to these bars. Lyrical cirrhosis, team murder one. Got these rappers stressed and my whole squad down. We all got depression, back on my infernal shit. Pyro by the third degree is a doctor in the house for this lyrical surgery. That nigga's blood work. I
I'm so iller, the cool chiller, shadow gorilla, lyrical dope
I see my boss, center the press, alcoholic, giving them shots, making these rappers forfeit they spot, go and get all of them, king of the state, rappers are just food on my plate, there's a party at my house, kid, come and get played, you rappers are lame, no metaphors or schemes, my metaphors are ring, ring medals with beams, infiltrated your team, what y'all mean, you rap about the streets at night, get locked up every week, niggas still don't know your rights, get your life right, no every night is mic night, no every night is fight night, no every night is fright night, with a Klondike that's a blind eye, who's here to get my mind right, on hindsight, that's 2020 vision, that's 20, yeah, 20 vision, with 20's blunt, yeah, the vision, going what, our tools dumping the fire, all you rappers is fire, this is Nitty for he created this fire, so no one blazing his beat, I cause a rage on the streets, it's daylight, those bugs are fitting daylight, where they hype, man, I'm dumb being humble, I mean, I'm dumb being hungry, I mean, I'm ready to rumble, which means I dare you to call me, I see y'all spend money to get spins, spend money to get views, I get both, but spend no dough, make a wake up off some no-dos, I'm out of this world, your girl, call me Captain Planet, I put on that Captain Planet, all inside her orbit, in the resistance that I Saturn, you know, Saturn, Saturn, oh man, it's pattering, stars all on her abdomen, stabbing her like a javelin, she's flooded like an avalanche, screaming like a psychopath, Billy Jean, Michael Beth, wherever these rappers go, I guarantee to hunt them, get my flow is some stalking shit. For that B.O.E., yeah, buzz over everything. Lyrical murder, put a hit out on the mainstream. H.I.P., H.O.P., W.D.I.E., we reppin' that B.O.E.
Pimping, got a grip on reality, so your boy is never slipping. My eyes be on the prize as I'm fighting all the struggles. Used to be a mule, saddled with the bundle. Now I'm forever on the grind, got a bag for the hustle. I look up to the sky, fortunate to be alive. Niggas Biggie and Kelly, cause they all ready to die. So I keep on swimming, loving this Cali living. I do this for my people, united we have no equal. I'm living for the moment, and yes, I'm fresh up on it. Got one hand on the heat as I'm leaning in the seat.
When we ride, we all live.
living for the moment. The strength of a nigga mind dome it does for me. And this California lifestyle make a nigga life worthwhile. When we ride, we all living for the moment. This Mary Jane clear your mind dome it does for me. And this Oakland City lifestyle make a nigga life worthwhile.
Hey, y'all, what is new? Your boy, Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast, Bay Area, stand up. Hey, shout out to the, just digging in the vault, digging in the crates. You know, the best thing about being a hip-hop artist or just an artist is when you can go back into the crates and you can remember when you first heard a particular song or a particular feeling it gives you when you listen to it. Shout out to being able to create music. Shout out to that. Because I can remember where I was when I heard Overdose. I can remember where I was when I heard Cannon Freestyle. Shout out to me. Shout out to that. Shout out to that.
Man.
Yeah.
Sounds like making that good music, bro. Real shit. Real nigga radio.
Real nigga radio. Because, yeah, I was on Smoothie Dude, the Smoothie Dude with Chop Show. I was like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this?
That nigga say, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck is this?
You talking about when I sent you that beat?
No. When you played Overdose on your show.
Oh.
That was 2013.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all, man, making that music. Shout out to Petty Panda, too.
Petty. Yeah, Petty. Cannon Freestyle, what was that, 2013, Crush? What was that?
I bet. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Was that a good Crush or no?
Yeah, that was a Crush. All right, well, anyway, fuck Crush. But anyway, shout out once again to my bros. It's going down. Make sure that y'all vote in these midterm elections. Make sure you vote out your congressmen and your senators and your house. Vote all them motherfuckers out, because I know there's a whole bunch of motherfuckers that's pissed right now. Y'all mad than a motherfucker. Yeah, y'all thought it didn't matter when Trump was in office. None of that shit mattered, though. It didn't really matter. Now look at you. Can't go to the abortion clinic. You mad than a motherfucker, huh?
Hey, dude, you stupid, but then you are so right, bro. You stupid for saying. That's why I like our show is No Filter. Because, nigga, we can't just put that on Facebook, and we can, but I'm just saying, though, we got too many people lit. But if they listen to our show.
That is niggas mad. Oh, it don't matter. Voting don't matter. This don't matter. Not the fuck shit matter now, huh?
Niggas big mad. Man, I hate dude, man. Get Biden in there. Now niggas mad. Niggas big mad.
Niggas big mad. Y'all over there voting for the fucking president like that. Like, fuck the president. Vote for Congress, nigga. House of Representatives every 2 years, Senate every 4 years. There you go.
Get the niggas out of there.
Get them out of there. Now, I bet you the next person that wanna make some promises, I bet you we're gonna make these hold these motherfuckers. You ain't gonna just be like, hey, Biden. Biden said if you don't vote for him, you're not black. Well, nigga, I'm not black, because I damn sure didn't vote for
Biden. Yeah, because the last nigga that said that, nigga, the gas is up, nigga, they tried to take away the abortion pill. Nigga, the last nigga that said we must not be black, he fucked us for real. Fuck that. We need to see some credentials this go around, goddammit. We ain't going off that word talking shit. This is fucking.
Nah. I need to see fucking receipts, nigga. What are you doing? Yeah. I need to see. I'm like, nigga. Y'all thought Biden had changed. Nah. So
on the pool,
that most...
I think. Okay, go ahead, dope, and then I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna remember.
So here's the thing. People think that because you hang out or you hang out with black folks, you can't be, even if you marry a black woman, that niggas can't be racist. Niggas can still be married to a woman and still, I bet you the minute you get mad, you fucking black bitch.
You bitch? Yeah, hell yeah. You
fucking black bitch. So,
nigger bitch. Nigger
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, so you thought because Kamala was in there that Biden had changed. Nah. So it is what it is. Y'all wanted to get Trump out.
Damn, I forgot. Oh, no. I remember. If dude don't go to jail, watch Trump get back in though.
Oh yeah, niggas about to vote for niggas. Well, like
that's
I don't know.
Don't go to jail.
Because this abortion shit done rubbed a lot of white folks the wrong way. Niggas don't give a fuck because she'll have 6-7 kids any fucking way just being.
No, for some reason, I'm seeing a lot of black females mad about this shit, right? And they want us to say something, but that's why I've been quiet about it on my social media.
Yeah, you ain't see, I ain't saying shit about it on
but
my
no,
social media.
But no filter radio, like I did. We started off the show, and I let y'all know my point.
Yeah, fact.
But,
so,
I ain't said nothing about that shit, but I do see a lot of bitches who got a lot of kids, and like I said with my stack, 90% of abortions, this is facts now, I researched this. Actually, I've seen it somewhere, and I just researched and I typed in, and it so happened to be true. 90% of abortions are just two stupid motherfuckers making dumb decisions. Like,
yeah.
it wasn't no rape. It wasn't this happened, that happened, this whatever. So,
I just decided I didn't want the baby no more.
I don't want these kids, yeah.
All I'm saying is, look, I don't give a fuck about pro-choice or pro-life. I don't really give a fuck, right? Because if a woman said that she's going to keep my baby, I already knew what I was getting into when I skeeted. I knew exactly what I was getting into when I skeeted into my ex-wife.
I said that. Exactly.
I knew what I was getting into. Once she made the decision, I was like, you know what? Okay, you going to keep it? All right, let's get together, raise this baby. She got pregnant a second time. I'm talking about back to back. My kids is 15 months apart. You see, I didn't have no more motherfucking kids, right? and then here come Monet. Now I knew what I was getting into when I was in Monet's mama skeeting in her. I knew it. But there was a big enough gap to where I'm
that
like,
you
okay,
was good. You were good. Them fries
ain't
really
good.
I was good.
Yeah, see, now I got another 10-year gap. If I really wanted to, I could shoot this motherfucker off again. I'm going to be all right. And Dope got a little bit more money now. Dope got a little bit more money now. So kid really going to be good.
I don't know, Dope. You need to relax. But whatever.
I'm retiring from rap, and I'm retiring from parenting. I'm retiring from both. But, yeah, shout out to my nigga Snoop Dude, man. I'm just tired of being – so now that y'all can't get – women can't be on – I expect either Smooth, Crush, or Question, one of them to give me a –
I ain't having no kids. I'm actually finna buy a $2,500 dog in August. So, it's over with. I'm finna buy a French Bully, Brody the Brundle. I'm being 100. I'm straight old kid. I'm finna be 40 in March. It's over with.
30, but you're still 35, Smooth. You're still 35 right now.
No, I'm 40, bro. And then I'm coming to the realization I can't see. I'm losing my vision. It's over with, bro. I'm finna have to get
with that.
It's over with, my boy. It's over with, my boy. I'm being honest with you right now. I'm really being real with myself, too. It's over with, my boy.
All right, so Question, Crush, it's on y'all. I need a nephew, man. Come on. Going to make that happen. Question is going to make one happen for Crush. Question is definitely going to make one happen for Crush, though.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, my boy.
Yeah, I'm just saying, because he ain't pulling out his shit no more. He like, nigga, I'm just going to leave it in there.
Because the rule is still a rule.
The rule is still the rule. Hey, man, we're going to go ahead and give our shout out, man. Crush, this nigga Crush just fucking disappeared, man. Fuck this nigga Crush. But we love you, Crush. Quest, go ahead and give your shout out, my guy.
Man, shout out to the squad, man. We've been grinding for a long time. And, oh, I got some good news before I finish it. Nick, I'm going on a tour in Africa, bitch. I got the news today. I'm going to motherfucking Africa on you niggas. Hey, y'all got me fucked up. Think I ain't going to make it. Y'all got me fucked up. Yeah, I knew I was getting something. Listen, I was in the gym working out, bro. I was in my zone. Niggas got me fucked up thinking I ain't finna be fucking worldwide. You bitches done fucked up. Done gave me a passport and some flight benefits. Man, please. Bitches up, and this will pay for bitches up.
Hey, this nigga said, look, if Kendrick can do it, I can do it.
Nigga, what? I'm going to Ghana and Lagos. Nigga, what? It's up. It's up, and I'm performing in a fucking festival. And nigga, what? Y'all nigga think? Anyway, shout out to the team. Shout out to God, man. Cause he really been looking out for the kid, bro. Like, I'm glad I stayed down and was doing what I said I was gonna do. Because Lord knows, I've been doing this for a while, and I'm finna get my Benny the Butcher on. I'm gonna be the old niggas killing niggas. So I don't care. I still got million bars left. We going to the moon and back. You feel me? July 23rd, man, be in the building. Because you don't want to miss this. It's going to be epic. It's going to be epic, man. It's question.com/fresh air. Get your ticket today. It's question.com/fresh air. Get your tickets today. Let's go. Yeah. Shout out to myself, man. I can sell tickets on my own shit. Fucking me,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to be
in the
building.
I'm the middleman.
Question is definitely going to have some hoes. Question definitely going to have some hoes in the building, so I will definitely be in the building. If Question is there, that means hoes will be there, and I'm going to be in the vicinity.
See,
senor. See. Es verdad. Es verdad. Smooth, give your shouts out, my guy.
Hey, man, y'all know what time it is. End of the show, another great show, gentlemen. Y'all know where y'all can catch me anywhere on social media, Smooth, T-H-A-D-U-D-E, all sites included. We working, y'all watching, man. Y'all know what time it is with me, Black and Brown, the machine. We working, y'all watching the motto, Rock the Block, BMG. It goes down in a major way, man. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of major moves still coming up, man. I'm on the road, man. Coming to a city near you. Fuck with me. Bang me, bitches.
Yo.
I'm out.
Bang me, bitches. Yo. And Jeffrey will be back July 1st. Jeffrey will be back. Fresh paint. Fresh tires. It's going down. My baby will be back. Jeffrey. This your boy Dope Ass.
Fresh paint,
no
fresh prison.
Yeah, fresh paint, fresh prison. Fresh dope. Everything fresh. Everything fresh. I'm their host, Dope Ass Music. No, it's just no season. Mr. Google. Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area stand up. Whoever turned the sun up, please turn that motherfucker back down. Please turn that motherfucking thermometer said 106 degrees. So whoever fucking with the thermostat, turn that shit back down. I appreciate it. Thank you. Of course, shout out to my nigga Smoothie Dude, my bro Ham, my brother. Shout out, of course, to my nigga Questions, Worldwide Quest. Just make sure you send you import some of them African bitches back to the United States, please. You're saying you can just import some of them African, the big booty ones with the nice cheekbones. Just go ahead and import some of those.
Hey, them bitches from Ghana look amazing. It's a bitch from Lagos I seen. Oh my goodness.
My nigga said amazing.
Look.
Yeah.
I seen a bitch from Lagos so bad. I said, that look like that over there? Goodness.
The one I want to go to is the Ivory Coast. The Ivory Coast, whew, those are my two, the two countries are Belize and the Ivory Coast. Before I die, that's where I'm going. I'm going there. I'd be damned if I die before going there. I'm trying to get my coins. I'm trying to get my Smoothie Dude coins up so I can go to these countries. And that's got to wait. You got to wait. But with that being said, man, love y'all, man. We up out of here, man. Go ahead. I'm actually hungry, but there's nothing here to eat right now, so I got to go get me some meat and some bullshit.
I am gonna cry
in the car. I'm gonna definitely cry in the car because ain't no food here. Well, I mean, there's food here, but that means I gotta cook it. Some bullshit. All right, but I'm out of here. West side.